Hear this, listen. I must admit, every time I come down here, it's like I'm seeing it for the first time. It's like I've never seen this before. There's such a big, factory inside me.
My parents were
and all my senses are engaged.
And I've written about them. The pickers. There's pickers for books. So they'll go around if they see a book in Sally that they think you'd like.
There was just a duck here.
But there's also people.
And the lighting, it's a bit higher now, but when we first came down, it was absolutely magic.
Yeah, I noticed.
If you're set up for the whole day, you feel like you're going through some secret ceremony.
You know, when it was a student, sometimes that's a bicycle or shoes.
Or just in Lake Ontario. We're looking across to a wildland. There's the windmills that are glistening.
Canada geese living
out,
in
out the other way, we're looking out to sea.
Right
to
and
can't
they're
see
staying
the other side.
Late,
you can
late.
See
they're not
snake on. I skated a snake.
Once the snow disappears, they go, oh, I'm going to
run
all the water disappears. They're like, oh, I have no place else.
These particular figures could line up and just make off with whatever they can see. And if somebody would say anything, they would say, oh,
there's no people. Special aura.
They're leaving their natural environment and
a few stories. I remember one particular instance. I was with some friends in a
3 days, sleep. When that happens, I'm out before work, after work, before work, after work. And that year, the best is so small. You can skate at midnight.
That was the end of the world. How about the foundation?
We couldn't get out of the bay. It was absolutely treacherous.
And
there was 50 fishermen there in the same place. They couldn't get out of there as well. And this was their annual event, and they couldn't even get up to fish. I think the second night, I could see Kingston. It was still stormy out there. I could see the flashing.
3 and 4.
I guess it's a flight of progress.
So it was quite warm. If just think if it was.
I don't think we quite.
Except for the fact that couldn't get there anyway. So I guess
we had light
and we were able to get out. Finally,
that day was so smooth.
I think it was the tape
that
came
down
the other side of Wolf Island.
We woke up, we
had we would not have had what we have. So you can only imagine what that would be like. The people who fought that fight are not on the front lines anymore. So that's something
like that.
Several times, several miles of walking, just kept walking, just keeping exercise. Basically, just sat around, drank some beer, and couldn't do anything. So we cooked meals in the back of the barbecue. It was a great experience, really.
What'll happen to SMR? You know, will there be a mysterious fire? That's usually what happens. There's a mysterious fire when a building is heritage and it can't go down. All of a sudden, there's a mysterious fire. What can't they say? It's a danger.
They become your friends. And you make a living. And you feel part of this. After you've been here 50 years, I mean, you feel part of this.
You create different stuff in the seasons.
It's a nice thing.
If it was the same all year round, it's not half as exciting. I sort of like the spontaneity of the fact that, okay, big snowstorm. Get the skis out today. You have to go today because tomorrow's the trail.
And you learn so much from people, you know, the doctor. And they become your friends, you know. And you make a living. And you feel part of this.